We're on the line now. I have Barry Aldworth from AA Ireland. Good afternoon, Barry. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. We talk about bumper-to-bumper traffic first, because I was in town there the other day and it was a nightmare, apart from traffic, but the whole configuration of the way things are in there now with the trams, it's a bit horrific.
Absolutely. I think Dublin is still adjusting to the new traffic layout, and I mean, I think it's worth saying that in the long run, the introduction of Lewis Class City is going to serve the city well, but unfortunately, it's arrived at a time when there's a lot of people around the city doing their Christmas shopping. You have people from outside of Dublin coming into the city as well, so you have more cars in the city at this time of year than you ordinarily would have. You have more people using Dublin Bus to get around, and all of that has led to a bit of congestion. City people will have seen it themselves when they're trying to do their shopping. I think once we're through the Christmas period, we should hopefully see off a bit. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, for anyone who's doing that last-minute shopping over the weekend, Dublin City could be quite busy.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of advice that you can give anyone going? Because, people might say, okay, park and ride and stuff like that, but people would sort of doing a lot of shopping, carrying parcels. They want to make things as convenient as possible. I suppose there's plenty of parking in town, isn't there? Plenty of parking places.
Yes, there's lots of parking around town, and as well, I suppose, maybe my eye is shining through, but if you keep an eye on the AA Roadwatch update, that's aa.ie/roadwatch/newsroom, they're also monitoring, just for the festive season, car parks around the city, and you'll just get updates there if there's any car parks that have reached capacities, just so you're not arriving somewhere looking for a space and finding out there's nothing. That'll help. Park and ride is obviously a great option if you're not looking at picking up anything quite bulky. Mm-hmm. And as well, I suppose, where you can, I mean, there's not much of an off-peak hour when it comes to travelling around Dublin City at the moment. People are shopping pretty much all day. But where you can, try and go with kind of the early morning or later at night when there's less likely people around. And I think as well, this weekend, you're probably going to see a lot of people who aren't originally from Dublin. So you'll have people who live and work in Dublin, but they're from Cork or Galway or other parts of the country. So they'll probably have left the city by now or will be leaving the city today to make that journey home from Christmas. So you might see the city kind of that bit quieter this weekend compared to the last few weekends.
Okay, and is anywhere in particular that's going to be very, very heavy? I know things will be tapering off, but a lot of people do last-minute shopping and stuff like that, and roads in and out for people travelling from outside the city. Where are the hotspots?
Yes, so I suppose in terms of hotspots, you're going to probably see that the major routes out of Dublin, so particularly the M50, the M1, all your motorways, this afternoon, they're probably going to be that bit busier. We expect that will probably slack off quite a bit from, 4 p.m. onwards. But then over the weekend, your regional cities and towns around the country, so Galway City, Cork City, they're all going to see a pickup in traffic just because you'll have people, again, have made that commute home for Christmas and they're now just, as opposed to doing their last-minute shopping in Dublin, they're doing it in spots around the country. So rural towns and cities probably going to be that little bit busier this weekend than they ordinarily would be.
Okay. Another thing that you're giving tips on, as you said, AA Roadwatch.ie, is that what you said? AA Roadwatch.ie. People can look up all the tips that we're talking about. We'll just go through a few of them. But as well, people are so busy, they're forgetting about their cars, and they should keep them serviced well. And because you have run across through being inundated with people with flat batteries and all sorts of things happening to them.
Absolutely. I mean, winter's always a very busy time for our AA rescue team, so we kind of expect that. But what we have seen, thankfully, we appear to be through the worst of the weather, at least for now. But earlier this month, we saw, we saw ice, we saw snow, we saw everything that winter should bring in theory. But that did catch people out. So mm-hmm. a lot of dodgy batteries cut out as a result of that, older batteries not starting when they should be. And in fact, our rescue team actually had this year their busiest day in over 7 years. So we have seen a spike in breakdowns this winter compared to last winter, where we had that milder weather. So it's just a timely reminder for anyone who is yet to make the big commute home. If you're doing it by car, just check the tires, check the battery, make sure the car is in good working order. And as well, you know, over the coming days, for anyone who's aware of driving that they have to do, particularly maybe on Christmas Day or immediately after Christmas, just a reminder as well that a lot of petrol stations around the country don't actually open on Christmas Day, so just make sure you're well topped up in advance.
That's a good tip. I didn't realise that the oil went open. They usually are, but probably just in parts of the city. And also, I would put a plea out, and I'm sure you do yourselves. I know the weather's mild and has been the past few days, but we're supposed to get a really cold snap just after Christmas. And I would just put the plea out now, early, or even this morning coming out after a night's fog. The car is pretty fogged up and all sorts of things, but just don't wipe a little porthole in the front and start driving. Clear every window and your side mirrors as well.
Absolutely, so important. A lot of people will make that mistake of they'll just clean kind of the bare minimum space. That's not enough. You need to get the windshield and all the windows fully clear and your mirrors as well, so that you can see other cars. But particularly this time of year, it gives you that little bit more likelihood of seeing pedestrians, cyclists, who there might not be many of them out over Christmas, but they will still be there. And unfortunately, they are the most vulnerable road users. So just if you're driving anywhere, whether there's foggy conditions or ice or snow on your windscreens, just make sure that you are doing everything you can to give yourself the best visibility. And that means taking the extra 3 or 4 minutes to clear all the glass, not just the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's always great to give that advice out, because I'd be sick of sometimes looking at people and just a little porthole. You think you're on a ship or something. Anyway, we're going to talk now about drink driving. Just looking at your stats, Barry, it's still pretty horrendous, the chances people take, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately so. Now, I think if you look at, you know, how far we've come in this issue compared to Ireland of a decade or 20 years ago or even longer, we've made a lot of progress in tackling what would be kind of the first thing that comes to people's minds when we talk about drink driving, which is people stumbling out of the pub and straight into their car. Unfortunately, the thing that's really worrying is alcohol, depending on how much you've consumed, can severely impact your driving even the following day. And again, one of the things we asked as part of our regular surveys of our car insurance customers was if they'd ever gotten into a car the morning after a night out while still hungover and uncertain whether they were over the limit or not. And 1 in 5 people admitting to doing just that on at least one occasion in the last 2 years. Now, that doesn't mean that 1 in 5 people got into their car the morning after while definitely over the limit, but it does mean that there's people out there taking a chance, which I think everyone driving and everyone working in road safety and every cyclist would prefer that they really don't take.
Yeah, I think we should stick in as well, as you mentioned there, cycles as well, but I think pedestrians as well. I saw a good few yesterday now. Some of them walk across, they don't even look around, and then they've the earphones on and all these things culminating in, you know, predictably a bad outcome. So earphones on bikes and even walking, when I use it, I use just one in the ear and keep the other one free. I suppose, would that be some kind of good advice? Yeah,
absolutely. I think so. I think, you know, again, we want cyclists and pedestrians to do their part for road safety, so, you know, the earphones, they are a hazard in that regard, so take one out and keep one in. But again, I suppose, look, the majority of the burden when it comes to road safety is borne by the motorist. The car is going to do a lot more damage if the driver behaves recklessly than a bike or a pedestrian will. So again, this comes back to what we mentioned earlier with making sure your windshields are clear, but also not getting into the car when you shouldn't be, and just making sure your concentration is on the road when you're driving. All of those things will help at least contribute, along with pedestrians and cyclists doing their share. Mm-hmm. It'll all tie together and hopefully make Christmas a safer one on the roads.
Yeah, and I suppose just to mention as well for the cyclists, I believe there's been quite a few mishaps in town with the tram lines and bikes getting caught and people coming off, so do be careful and cycle diagonally to the lines is good advice for everyone. I just want to ask you, I don't know if it's possible, because I'm sure it just depends on the person. If people have been out for partying and they're going to drive the next day, is there any particular time frame that they should give themselves, or maybe eat in the morning? Is there any sort of protocol attached to that?
Yeah, so there's a rough guideline of it takes your liver about 1 hour to process a unit of alcohol, and to put that in perspective, your typical pint would be about 2 units of alcohol. That's a rough guideline. You're going to want to leave 1 hour per unit, but unfortunately, that's a very rough estimate because, again, depending on your weight, the health of your liver, even if you're male or female, that all will play a role in how your body metabolizes alcohol. So, again, you know, I'll give that 1 hour per unit guideline, but definitely would not advise anyone think if they've had 7 units that they're perfectly clear after 7 hours. Think the best indicator for people, particularly when it comes to the morning after the night out, is if you feel hungover, if you still have that kind of dazed feeling and the foggy head, you're probably close or over the limit. If you feel hungover at all, it's just better to sit at home, watch a Christmas movie, eat chocolate, you know, cry to whatever god you believe in about how unfair the world is.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
But just don't get behind the car.
Yeah, well, and just a warning for people as well, even if you're going to the shops, I mean, the guards are going to be pretty busy over the Christmas as well. And you may feel all right and you may think you're driving all right, but if you stop with the guards and it's still in your system, well, then you're in trouble.
Absolutely, and again, you know, alcohol will be processed differently by different people, but it's also worth discussing the effects of fatigue on driving, because a lot of people, you know, they don't have a couple of pints and they're not in bed by 9 o'clock, they're potentially out very late, so the next day they're driving, they're not fully rested, and all of that combined with the alcohol that may still be in your system can affect your driving, puts you at a greater risk of being involved in some kind of an incident. And particularly, as you mentioned yourself, there's going to be more Gardaí out on the roads in the coming days because it's known that Christmas is a peak for drink driving. So if you take any chances at all, you're putting, A, your license at risk in that you could get penalty points or potentially have your license taken off you, but you're putting your own safety and the safety of other road users at risk as well.
Okay, sound advice, and all the information there about looking after your car, the traffic, and also about the drink driving dangers. It's all on the website of AA Road Watch. Listen, great work done by AA Road Watch and yourself and all the staff there. Happy Christmas from all of us here at Near FM, and great talking to you again, Barry.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely Christmas.
Indeed. Thank you very much. And that's Barry Aldworth, AA Ireland. And just look up aaireland.ie and you get all the information there.